够交通，彼此能够激励，我相信主必赐福给我们。
I will do the translation for Brother Yan because it's difficult for one man to be bilingual. Okay? Yeah, in the Word of God, hopefully we can strengthen each other in the Word of God in the faith journey.
我们先有些祷告，亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，你总是赐给我们时间，让我们可以弟兄姊妹一起相聚在你的话语面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You always grant us time together, so we can get together and learning the Word of God.
因为你的旨意，就让我们在教会当中，弟兄姊妹们一起来同奔天路。
Your will is to put us in church, and that we are running the journey of the faith.
因为你的恩典，让我们成为在你家中的儿女。
Because of your grace, we become the children of God.
愿主自己祝福这样的时间。
May you bless about the time we gathering.
我们仰望你的话语。
We look up to you.
愿你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
And your Holy Spirit work inside us.
让我们讲的。翻译的和听的弟兄姊妹们，我们都同感一个灵。
So we all moved by the same spirit.
我们，你对我们讲话 ，only 只有你对我们讲，让我们能够在这里听。
May you speak to us. Only your word speak through your spirit. We can hear that.
谢谢爱我们的主。
Thank you for the loving God.
替我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
我们感谢主，当我们思想这个信心之路主题的时候，我们怎样充满了信心，因为我们生命路是一条信心之路。
Praise the Lord. Give us this journey for the faith. And it's a living faith. It is not something we learned before. May the living God also lead our way.
我们有一个志向，要走我们这生命的之路，但是当我们走的途中，我们常常会碰到一些磕磕碰碰。
We are so desired to walk on this journey. However, during the journey, there's a lot of barrier, lot of hurdles we need to overcome.
我们就像保罗在罗马书第七章第二十四节所讲的，他说：“我真是苦啊。”谁能救我这脱离这取死的身体？
In Romans chapter 7:24 it says, What a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from the body of death?
我们想，我们都知道保罗是一个什么样的人。
We know who is Paul. He's a great apostle.
他写了几部新约的全部。
He wrote many books in the New Testament.
我相信保罗写的时候，这是他的亲身经历。
I believe when Paul can say, "What a wretched man I am," it is his living, is a lively experience.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有同样的感受？你有没有感到苦啊？并且说，这真是苦啊。
Do you agree with this? Do you agree with what he said? "What a wretched man I am." Have you ever feel this way?
我实在的想说，如果还没有还有弟兄是没有感到这苦的时候，我感谢神。
If you don't understand what Paul said, if you don't understand what is a sign of what a wretched man I am, I praise the Lord for you.
但是我相信，这样没有感到苦的，真苦的弟兄姊妹们应该很少很少。
But I think only a few is like that.
因为这只有来自于神的恩典怜悯。
Only from the grace and the mercy of God we can understand what the Paul tried to teach us.
或者说这些弟兄姊妹们还没有经历这样的苦。
Or because you're still very young in the new life, so you have not really understand, never experienced such a wretched situation.
所以我敢相信的说，有一天，我们在主内弟兄姊妹每一个人， 都会经历到这样的叹息，或真是苦啊。
Everyone with no exceptions, we will experience this to tell ourselves what a wretched man I am.
所以保罗在，我很稀奇，保罗在罗马书第六章写了这样一句话，他说，我在我们在最终最上死的人，能岂可能在最终活着？到了第七章
，Paul says in the Romans chapter 6, if we die to the sin, how can we live in the sin anymore?
到了第七章，他说，我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
And getting to chapter 7, it says, what I do, I don't understand. What I don't want to do, I do it. What I hate, what I want to do, I don't do it. But when I hate, I do it.
我想这就是我们前面所讲的我们的叹息，我们真苦的叹息，因为我们都理解，当我们被最终释放的时候，当我们感到神的恩典，我们要做什么时候，但是我们碰到难处，说我们真是苦啊！我所做的我不知道，为什么我要想做的我不去做，我不要想做的我非要去做。
It is a wretched feeling, wretched situation. We all experienced something I don't want to do, I do it. Something I hate, I do it. And this is a conflict to my conscience.
保罗说我不明白，弟兄姊妹们，连保罗都说不明白，那么我们明白了吗？
Paul says he himself doesn't understand why. Even Paul says, so how about us? How about you?
所以我想保罗也许认为我们也不明白，或者说他认为这太重要了，我们信主的人是必须要知道的。
This is such important things to us from the teaching of Bible. We need to understand what is a wretched man like me.
所以圣经都是神的话，保罗的话是圣灵借着他来写的，来发表的。
Bible is the word of God, and what the Paul's teaching is also.Moved by Holy Spirit.
也就是说，神要借着保罗所说的，让我们明白，我们就不要忽视了。
If this is God's will to let us understand how bad, how corrupted this individual, then we should not overlook that.
弟兄姊妹们，当你经历这样的苦的时候，或者有些弟兄姊妹正处于这样苦难的时候，或者叹息的这苦的叹息当中的时候，我们有没有明白这苦是从哪里来的？
Such a wretched situation is always come out from your own sighing, come out from your own inner situation. Do you know where is this kind of situation come from?
我们换一句话说，也许说我们不太理解这个苦，但是我们换一种说法说，作为一个信徒，你有喜乐吗？
If we change it another way, let me ask you, to be a believer of God's grace, do you feel the joy? Are you joyous in the Lord?
我们就问自己，为什么没有？或者我们来理解，为没有喜乐的根源在哪里？
If not,then we need to ask ourselves why not, and also understand where's the foundation, where's the source of the enjoyment.
圣经告诉我们说，苦啊，或者说我们没有喜乐，都是因为我们这个人。
Bible says it very, very clear. It's all because of us, all because of ourselves that.Get into this kind of wretched situation and also the lack of enjoyment.
上次陈弟兄在跟我分享《信心之路》第一的时候，他给我们描述了我们这个人。
Last time when we shared the faith journey part one, we also describe who we are.
我们这个人，也就是说，我们这个爱总是那么的大。
We are the biggest, most important thing among all.
所以，当我们自己仔细思想，或者仔细按着圣经来告诉我们说，我们这个人实际上是一个坏到极底的人。
Bible told us very clear, you and me.Us sinner is a very, very corrupted individual.
就如保罗所说的，在我里头，就在我肉体之中，没有良善。
Like Paul says, in me, in my flesh, there is no goodness.
这个败坏的人，这个败坏我们自己，这个没有良善的人，实在还是我们自己，还是你和我。
So such a corrupted person, the major stumbling stone is because our self-beings.
所以这个我们的个这个人就成为了我们在走生命之路上，或者说在走我们信心之路上的一个拦阻，一个绊脚石。
It's a stumbling stone, and it's a barrier of this faith journey.
愿神恩待我们，借着神的话语，把这个绊脚石、这个拦阻，我们能够经过。
May God have mercy on us. Through the grace in Jesus Christ, He can help us to remove the stumbling stone, and He can rescue us from the body of death.
但是我们常常。可以看到我自己的软弱，甚至于犯罪。
We can always understand we are such a weak person, even get into sin.
我们常常可以去想去爱人，却爱不来。
We like to love somebody, love one another, but we cannot do it all the time.
我们常常去安慰别人，但是结果。常常是伤害的人。
I want to comfort someone, and then at the end of the day, I'm hurting them.
所以，当我们来经历这样生命路上，我们愿意做的时候，我们愿意为弟兄姊妹所行的时候，我们就不得不有一个感叹说：我愿意做的，我反不做；我不愿意做的，我倒去做了。
And such a conflict, we echoes what the Paul's teaching. What I don't want to do.This I keep on doing that. What I hate, I cannot avoid.
所以在我们中间，我们实在感觉我们这个自己，我们这个己，实在是太难对付了。
We are now talking about ourselves. This inner beings is very, very difficult to deal with.
所以我们不得不又重新回想来看看我们自己的己，实际我们这个己。都是一切为了自己。
Bible never says difficult to deal with our inner beings. Bible says it's impossible to deal with us, our beings. So today we like to really focus on this so-called I, myself, and the inner being of myself.
这个己不但在我们的日常生活中，在我们的工作中、家庭中。甚至也带到我们属灵的生活中，我们的教会的侍奉生活中。
The self-being not only show in our daily life, but it constantly show in our workplace, in the family, and even in the church services.
我们实在感觉，当我们碰到这苦啊，说我们实在感觉实在难啊，实在好像我们一条路总是在里面兜圈圈。
It's almost impossible that we can rescue ourselves from it. We are just like to make circles.
但是借着圣经主的话，我们就感谢主，因为神的灵住在我们心里，我们就不再守肉体了，乃属圣灵。
Praise the Lord. Bible told us if the Spirit of God lives inside us.We are God's people. We are God's chosen people. if we are no longer binded by this flesh.
所以我们要感谢主，为什么呢？这个苦啊，是因为我们信了主。
To understand this wretched situation is because we know God, and then we look back, we are such a wretched person.
因为这个苦来源不是因为我们不愿意做，而是这个 来源是因为我们总是去靠着我们自己去做。
The self beings inside us always conflict with the will of God. It is not something we want to do or not something we don't want to do, simply because whatever we do is conflict the will of God.
所以我们被这个己牢牢的捆住。
This self beings bounded us, hold on us. We are like a slavery, have no freedom.
这个己在我们里面的时候，我们就越来越大，我们的己就变得越来越大。
Ourselves, since born in the world, grown very, very fast. It's faster than our outside flesh.
雅各书一章第十五节是这么讲的，他说。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
In James, book of James 1:15, it says, "After the desire had conceived, it developed the sin. After sin full grown, it developed death."
弟兄姊妹，这实在在提醒我们一个事情：当我们的己越来越大的时候。我们就像一个靶子。
We have to be very careful. These inner beings, these self beings, when it's starting to conceive and starting to grow, we are just like a target, a shooting target, and this target getting bigger and bigger.
我们中弹的机会就变成越来越大，甚至说是不可避免。
And it's inevitable. This big, big target is easy to be attacked.
圣经说到，魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。
Bible constantly reminds us, Satan, evil, just like a roaring lion, they are searching for the people who they can bite.
我们就变成了在这个光景之中。
So we are in such a situation, it's become impossible for us to escape.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在需要，我们也愿意从这个集中出来。
So today, one thing we need to be very careful to travel on this faith journey, we need to be rescued.From the body of death. If we cannot come out and we still live inside, it will be a waste. It will be so vain.
但我们如何从里面出来呢？
How? How can we be rescued? How can we escape from ourselves?
保罗在第二十四节说，我们真是苦啊，但是感谢主，他在第二十五节马上就说，我们感谢神。靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Although Paul says, "What a wretched man I am," but immediately he says on the in the verse 25, "Thanks be to the God through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can be rescued from the body of the dead."
我们真是苦啊，是一个保罗的经历，也是一个基督徒的经历。
It's also.Our experience.
我们相信，感谢神，这也是保罗的经历，也是我们基督徒的经历。
Just like the hymn we have just sung, in His grace, we can do everything. Without His grace, everything, no matter how good you think you do, is only cursed by the Lord.
所以说感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离的。
Here says the thanks be to the God through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can be rescued.
那我们又是如何来感啊来依靠这个主呢？
How do we depend on His grace and power?
我们来一起读马太福音第十六章的第二十四节、二十五节。
Let's read together, Book of Matthew 16:24-25.
于是门徒对那对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必须放掉生命；凡要为我的生命的，必得生命。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.
主耶稣教导、要求、命令我们，我们要舍己。
Jesus teach, demand, and command us that we need to deny ourselves.
前面我们讲到说，我们如何能够去掉我们，就是说从我们的体里面出来。
We just share how we can be rescued from our own self.
主这里说我们要舍己。
Here Jesus give an answer and a comment. First thing you need to deny yourself and take up your cross, follow me.
我们也常常说我已经。舍去了很多了。
We always tell people, after I become a Christian, I changed a lot. Deny have nothing to do with the change or improvement. Deny is reject yourself.
我们常常自己或者有弟兄们说，我原来花很多时间在网上找啊找啊，花很多时间，浪费了很多时间。
We always compare ourselves before and now. Before, every day I spend hours and hours on the internet to do the searching, to watching something. But right now, I cut into half. I'm better.
我现在说，我现在省了很多时间了，并且做了很多的事情。
And the time I have been cut off that I give to church, I also read some Bible.
Yeah.跟家人不但有一些时间花在弟兄姊妹身上，为了教会，也为了家里有更多的时间和太太、丈夫和儿子们在一起，一起享受生活。
I spend some more quality time with my family, and I also spend some more time to do work in the church.
当我们讲舍己的时候，我们也常常理解的说，我们将一些自己的物质东西拿出来。
We also have some kind of misunderstanding about the deny yourself. We thought we offer some material to other people is equivalent to deny yourself.
是的，把物质的东西、把财产、把时间能够拿出来舍弃，帮助人、供应人，这是一个舍己的行为。
Yes, it's a part of changing yourself.Before, we think everything we have the ownership. But right now, because love of God, we are willing to share the money, share the other material, even the time with the people who need it.
但是我们不得不，或者说，不得不这样说，这不一定是真正的舍己。
But this is still far away from what Jesus is teaching, deny yourself.
我们甚至可以有时候可以这么说，这样的舍己行为反而使自己的己更大。
And if we get it wrong, we thought that this is deny ourselves, then this self keep on developing, keep on conceived inside us, and we become a big target and big myself, big ego.
我们打开圣经路加福音第十九七十八节。
Let's turn to Bible, the book of Luke, chapter 18.
我想在这里 有两个小故事是在提醒我们。
There's a two parables that can remind us.
第一个是十八章的第九节到第十四节。耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设了一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着说，是犯站着是自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人，那个说不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的我都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远站着，举目望天，也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个人，这个罪人。”所以主说：“我告诉你们，这个人回家比那人倒算为一的，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
During these verses, it's a parable of a Pharisee and a tax collector. Pharisee always look down upon people, always tell God how much they have done. But only this sinner, this tax collector, said, God, have mercy on me, I am a sinner.
这故事描写两种人，一种是他有自己，他自己感觉我很满足。
Two extreme types of personality are self being described here. One is very, very contented, very, very satisfied with himself. 这是中文说对自己感觉很好，对吧？ Another one is trying to have God's mercy. Oh Lord, come help me. I'm a sinner. I cannot do anything. Please help me.
一个说我还能做，我还有。另一个说，我什么都不能做，我什么都没有。
One says like a Pharisee, I still have some power, I still have some ability that I can do something to please you. But the other says, I don't have nothing left.
主很清楚地告诉我们说，凡自高的必降为卑，凡自卑的要被升高。
So Jesus said, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
当我们在看这一章的时候，我们在看第十八节到二十四节。
We continue looking to verse 18.
这里讲了一个故事，是一个有钱财的官，他说，有一个官来问耶稣说，良善的父子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？
This verses talk about the young rich ruler. Anyone among us very very much admired a young rich and the ruler. He come to Jesus ask, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是。
This is why you call me good. And Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone.
诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。
You know all this commandment.
大人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一样，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝留在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
And the young rich ruler replied to Jesus that all these commandments I have kept since I was a boy. So Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. So this man is, after he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. He's a man of like a money bag.
从这个故事里面我们看到的是一样，好像是钱财使得这个富裕的官不能进天国。
Here, on the surface of this verse, it looks like this young rich ruler cannot inherit the eternal life because he's too wealthy.
但是我们可以相信，我们的主在这里不仅仅是讲钱财。
But we believe Lord here is not only talk about the material wealth.
我们可以从故事里面看到，当这个富裕的官他实际上样样都有了，但他在寻找一样东西，他说我怎么能够得这个永生。
This young rich ruler, we believe he got everything he can have, but he's still not satisfied because he said,What should I do so that I can inherit the eternal life?
我们可以看到这个有才的官有两种特征在他里面，一个他很自高，因为他说我什么都能做。
He's very proud. He said to the Lord, I have kept this commandment since I was a boy.
但是在他一切满足当中，他仍然感觉有一样东西好像他还没有做到。
But he's still in his life like a missing a piece of puzzle that he needs to searching for.
听起来说他愿意做一切他所能做的。
Looks like he has done everything he could do.
但是当主耶稣说你去舍去你一切的财产的时候，他只能悠悠愁愁地走了。
But after he heard what Jesus said, sell your wealth and share with a poor person, he just feel very sad and walk away from it.
所以从这个故事里面可以看到，当他自己认为所有都能行的时候，他还有不能行的。
When he feels he can do everything, he still have something is totally impossible to him.
为什么呢？他说，从他里面就可以看见。他说我还要靠着我自己。
Because he's still telling everyone, tell himself, I will continue depend on my own ability to perform my life.
所以我们从这两段圣经里面我们会看到，一个自高一个自我太大的人，他的生命的路上实在是太难。
We really don't know.How big our self-being is. But from all these two parables, we can tell, no matter we young or we poor, no matter we are religious people or not, we just got too big self-beings inside.
所以主耶稣要求我们说，你们要自己背起自己的十字架。
That's why Jesus did not say anything else. Jesus only said, if you want to follow me,You have to deny yourself.
所以我们在当我们知道我们叫舍己的时候，我们就要更要理解什么叫我们要背十字架。
So here to deny yourself is kind of equal to take up your cross and follow him.
所以我们来看腓立比书第二章的第六节到第八节。
So we look into Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒弃己，取得奴仆的形象，成为人的样子，既有人的样子，就自己且卑微，诚心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上。
Verse 6, who being very natural God, did not consider himself equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, take the very natural of a servant being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督，神的儿子，为完成天父的救赎旨意，舍己来到地上，并且为我们罪死在了十字架上。
Jesus Christ take the very natural of a human being likeness to be same as us, but he show us a great example. He humbled himself. He did not grasp the equality with God. He just denied himself and become obedient to death, even die on the cross.
约翰福音第十章的第十一节和第十八节是这么写来描述，主是这么告诉我们的。
In John chapter 10, also Jesus gave us some teaching there.
他说：“我是好牧人，为好牧人为羊舍命。
”I'm a good shepherd. A good shepherd died for the sheep.
没有人夺我的命，是我自己舍的。
No one take my life away.I willingly give it to you.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的舍己。
This is what he denied himself.
荣耀的主来到地上，被我们这个人所献给。
Glory God coming from infinity to the very finite flesh and become very limited.
不但如此，他也为我的罪甘心舍己，死在了十字架上。
Not only this, he humbled himself and became obedient to death and died on the cross for all our sins.
他说：“我这是我自己舍的。”
He says, "No one force me, no one compel me. I'm willing to give my life to you, to redeem you, to rescue you."
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在要理解这个十字架。就是死。
Dear brothers and sisters, to deny yourself is equal to take up the cross, and the meaning of cross is death. Die to the sin, die to your selfishness.
当我们把十字架背在我们身上的时候，就是要把我们的极为中心的生命能够除掉。
When we take up the cross, one of the true meaning is we understand.Our self being also on the cross with Jesus Christ.
十字架所表明的就是我们的心来向着神。
What the cross expressed is we deny ourselves, we die to the sin, and then we can live to the God.
就我们主耶稣在十字架所说的，在祷告中所说的说，不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的意思。
Just like Jesus in the Gethsemane prayed, not me, but thy will be done.
所以刚才我们听到英语就说这个舍己是一个 deny， 中文说就是否定、拒绝。
In English, deny is a little bit different from Chinese.Here, deny means reject yourself, deny yourself.
所以我们
do not react to yourself.
我们在圣经里面有一种翻译，我们这个己，我们里面有个中心词，就是我们这个魂。
And this is talking about our soul. Ourselves live inside, so-called the inner beings.Is our soul.
也就是我们这个人，也就是我们这个魂，包含着我们的人的所有，人的思想，人的情感，人的意识。
All the non-material things live in ourselves is called soul. It has the thought, affection, and willings.
所以就像主耶稣要求我们说我们要舍己的时候，他要求的是一个 完全的舍己。
When Jesus demands deny yourself, it's not partially deny yourself. It's not just deny something you don't like, but totally deny yourself and give yourself to me.
所以我们看到完全的舍己，舍己包括了舍己，舍掉人自己的智慧。
That's why we see to deny yourself is to deny your own thoughts, deny your own wisdom.
圣经说，你们要回转，变成小孩子的样子。
Bible constantly teaching us, you need to turn back like a child, turn back to God and turn back to Bible.
箴言第三章第五节说，你们不要靠自己的聪明。
In Proverbs 3:5, it says, "Do not depend on your own knowledge."
完全的舍己也是要舍掉人自己的能力。
Complete deny yourself is to reject your own ability, even if you think that's a very good way.
主耶稣告诉我们说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Just like Jesus said, "Apart from me." You cannot do anything.
圣经也告诉我们，我们要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Bible told us we need to be strengthened in the grace of Jesus Christ.
完全的舍己也包括舍弃人自己的意愿。
Complete denial yourself also include reject your willingness.Your own will.
我们能以耶稣基督的心为心。
To be in His heart.
不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
No longer me, but Jesus Christ will be done.
所以舍己意味着完全否认人自己的意，意味着不再靠自己的行为换得神的喜悦。意味着完全接受神所说的一切话。
Deny yourself is you have to deny your own good behavior. Deny yourself have to deny everything, even you think with your own ability you can please God or do something better.
当我们仔细思想这个舍己的过程的时候，当我们能够如何能够完全舍掉自己的时候，我们来看罗马书第六章第六节到第八节。
And we see the book of Romans chapter 6.
六章第六节到第八节，我们一起来读。
因你知道
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。是罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为义的人是脱离了罪，我们不和基督同死，就信必与他同活。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slave to sins.
当我们仔细在思想我们如何能够完全舍己的时候，但是圣经已经告诉我们，我们与基督已经同死，并且同活。
Bible told us, death comes first, life comes second. It's just totally opposite from our natural life. We live first, and then 70, 80 years later.We go to grave. But in Jesus Christ's teaching on the Romans 6 verse 8, now if we die with Christ, we then believe we will also live with him.
人在地上的时候我们是先生后死，但在基督里面我们是先死后生。
In our ordinary lifeNatural life, first born, then dead. But in Jesus Christ, in the life of faith journey, is death comes first. After die yourself, after deny yourself, there is a vivid spiritual life that can live come out from you.
圣经说，受尽是归入主耶稣基督的死。信徒的受洗，我们说我们得救，就是从这个世界出来。我们死了，对这个世界死了，我们从这个世界出来，进入了一个新的，进入了一个与主基督一和主耶稣基督联合的状态。
And Bible says baptize is to baptize into water, baptize into death, so that when we come out from the water, every behavior like you, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creator. The old has come, has done, has gone. The new has come.
在这里，我弟兄姊妹看到的一样东西，就是当我们想自己要去努力来完全舍己的时候，实际上主耶稣基督神的恩典已经在我们身上做成了。
May God's grace and the resurrected power help us to deny ourselves.
我们不再靠自己舍己，或者我们不再靠自己去努力的完全舍己。
No longer me, no longer my own power, but by the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ.
否则我们又回到的那个保罗所说的，我真是苦啊。
Otherwise,No matter how long you believe in Jesus as your Savior, the faith journey will be a sighing, will be a waste. The faith journey will come back to that word.
我们需要的就是我们的信心。
We need a faith.
我说的是，我们要靠着我们的信心去接受神，我们的主耶稣基督已经在我们身上所做成的。
In faith, we have to believe what has done by God's promise. Although we have not seen it, but when He says something, we believe it, it will execute.
也就是借着信心，我们相信这样一个舍己。既有主耶稣基督为我们所做的榜样，我们也有心愿愿意舍己的时候，主要把他的话成就在我们身上。
Jesus Christ has come with a living model. Jesus Christ, the Spirit, also give us a heart of willingness. With such a combination, we willing to come to Him and ask His mercy to help usDeny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Him.
所以当我们讲到信心的时候，我也讲，今天如果还未有接受主耶稣基督为你救主的，为你主的朋友，我们感谢主，你能够在我们中间。
Faith is very simple, and I also praise the Lord that He gave us the faith to be born again.Today, if anyone among us is still not in faith to accept Jesus Christ as a Savior,
我们感谢主，你能在我们中间，你有那渴慕来了解我们的主。
We also pray to the God that He will give us a willingful heart to understand His word and what He has done for all of our sinners.
但是我愿意劝在座的朋友一句话，信主是一件太简单的事。
I like to say this, faith is very simple.
因为信要的只是你的接受。
And in faith, we just receive Him into our heart and let Him do His work inside us.
约翰福音三章十六节是这样说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, and He gave up His only begotten Son, whosoever believes in Him will not be perished, but have eternal life.
愿这句话，愿这神的爱在你心中，使你能够归向那个创造天地爱我们的神。
May such a comforting word abide inside us so that we can pray to God, Lord have mercy on me, and I can become a Christian, I also can have a new life living me.
我们回到罗马书，罗马书第六章十三节是这样写的，不要将你们肢体献给罪做不义的器皿，倒要从死里复活，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Dear brothers in the Lord, do not offer your flesh for the sin, but offer your flesh freely to serve God.
所以我们这里有个字深深扎住我，他说有个献。
Here has an offering.
这是一个主动。
Offering is from your own will. Offering is not someone compel you, but Jesus Christ has attracted us and moved us to show this willingness.
所以舍己是应该是出于自愿的。
Deny yourself is coming from your self heart.
而不是出于勉强。
It's not compelled.
是高高兴兴的去做。
Do it with a happy and rejoiced mind.
就如哥罗西书三章十六节说，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做，不像是给人做。
Like in Colossians 3:23, no matter what you do, do it from your heart, willingly, wholeheartedly, like you do for the Lord.Not do for the man.
所以我们可以看到，舍己是就是一个舍掉以自己为中心的一个饶的生命。
To deny yourself is to deny a self-centered life.
这是从我们里面的舍去。
This is a deny from the inner.
所以我们回头再来看，我们回头再来看罗马书第七章二十五节。
If we turn back to read the Romans chapter 25 again.
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督，救人脱离了。神的律，我肉体却要顺服罪的律。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
他再次提醒我们。Remind 我们，要我们知道不再靠自己，要靠着主，靠爱我们的主。
Here again remind us, it is impossible that we can do the rescue work for ourselves. Has to be in through Jesus Christ our Lord's power.
当我们继续读罗马书从第七章跨到第八章的时候，我们更满了信心。当我们读罗马书第八章第二节的时候，他说是生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督里面释放了我们，使我们脱离了罪和死的律。
Here said in the Romans 8:2, In Jesus Christ He released and rescued us. He gave us the law of the life of spiritAnd it totally overcome the law of the death and sin.
我们不但要不靠自己，感谢主，他让我们一个可靠的，并且已经放在我们的里面的一样宝贝，就是那圣灵的律。
So here tells us, it is not our own ability. It is not just when we say we believe in Jesus. It's very important that the law.Of the spirit of life abide inside me, and this spirit is inside that spirit. He has God's power. He will rescue us from the law of the sin and the death.
所以我们再次看见真正的舍己是让神的生命，也就是住在我们的身里面的圣灵来带领我们、支配我们，在我们里面掌权的时候，我们。就能够面对我们前面所讲的，
To deny yourself, deny myself, is not telling us to commit suicide or to kill yourself. To deny yourself in the word of Jesus Christ is let Holy Spirit do His work. Let Holy Spirit using the word of God and work inside you so you don't react to your old self, but willingly to be the servant for the God.
所以在我们信心路上，我们不是说我们没有再有苦，但是我们没有的，或者我们越少的，就是对这苦的叹息。
During the faith journey, we constantly sigh for ourselves because no one is good enough to make himself happy. No one is good enough.To own, to gain God's righteousness. But let Holy Spirit, through faith, accept it inside us, inside our heart, so that let Holy Spirit work His way to please God.
所以让我们一起靠着是圣灵给我们的主，也就是说为信心创始神中耶稣基督刚强我们里面的人。
And Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end of the faith journey. Jesus Christ told us to running on this faith journey with perseverance that has marked out for us ahead.
借着神的同在来面对经历我们常常还会遇到的苦。
Through His Together and His power, we believe and we have experienced that the sighing of the wretched situation has reduced.
就像我们刚才歌所说的，靠着主耶稣基督，我们凡事都能，因为主已经说，我们他已经得胜，我们也要得胜有余。
Amen. Jesus Christ said, through Him.We can do everything simply because He is a victorious God. He is a God. He is a God of gods. He is the King of kings. He has risen from the dead, and He is the eternal God and Lord.
因为神已经允许我们说，我们的喜乐要从我们里面而出。
God told us, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And this rejoice is not from outside as happiness. Rejoice is from the peaceful mind and from the assurance of the blessing.
我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们有些祷告。
Thank you. Let's pray.
天父恩典的主，我们谢谢你，在我们生命当中，我们有愿做的我们做过了，我们不愿做的常常还要去做。
Lord, please forgive us in our life constantly something we don't want to do, but since we keep on doing that. Something we like to do and we don't do it. Lord, may you have your mercy on us.
谢谢主，你借着圣经，借着保罗告诉我们说，这一些都是因为我们有这个罪。
And you tell us very, very clear because of self-beings, because of ourselves, that we have been pushed away from this opposition.
主啊，你已经为我们舍弃了你自己。
Lord, you have died for us and denied yourself for us.
但愿我们能够靠着你，我们也能舍弃我们自己。
May we, in your blessing,Through you, we've been rescued and denied ourselves.
谢谢主，你已经应许我们说，我们能够靠着你，我们不但从苦当中走出来，我们还要喜乐从我们里面而出。
Thank you, Lord. You already promised us we can walk out from the wretched situation and we can enter into the rejoice.
主啊，我们愿意把自己恭敬的仰望在主的手里，把弟兄姊妹们一同仰望在主的手里。
We bring all the brothers and sisters to in front of you.
我们把自己献上在你的脚前。
We offer ourselves to you.
以自己爱你的心意来成就你所要成就的一切。
May you accomplish what you want to accomplish on us.
我们不但能够胜过自己，我们更能够借着你，因着你的应许说，我们还要在你里面得荣耀。
We can overcome ourselves, our inner being, through the power of God, and then we'll see glory of yours shining upon us.
祷告奉的是我主基督宝贵的名。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.